Israelis may be skeptical about this new round of peace talks, but in general, they're feeling pretty positive about things. This week, Newsweek ranked Israel as the most livable country in the Middle East. That distinction came in the magazine's first ever index of the world's best countries. Israel ranked 22nd overall. The U.S., by the way, came in at 11. And another survey put Israelis among the happiest people on earth as well. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
It might come as a surprise. A recent Gallup poll ranked Israel the 8th happiest country in the world. But it's no surprise here at the La La Land beachside bar and restaurant in Tel Aviv, where pretty much everyone is young and attractive, and the drinks are flowing freely. I go to bartender Amit Rosenthal for some insight.
So what is the secret? Why are Israelis so happy? This seems like a very happy...
Probably the sun and the weather. Usually it's pretty hot. The nicest beach, for sure, in all the Mediterranean Sea.
For another take, I head out to the beach into that Tel Aviv sunshine, where beautiful people are playing paddleball and sunning themselves. 18-year-old Adi is lying out with some friends. She says, of course Israelis are some of the happiest people around.
We always find time to party.
You always find time to party?
Yes, in Israel it's like that. Yeah, and we like to smile. We don't like to see people sad because it makes us feel sad. So we always smile and feel great and happy for what we have.
It turns out that people who have more money, according to the happiness poll, also tend to be the happiest. The top five happy nations, Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden, and the Netherlands, all countries where if you're rich, well, you're rich, and if you're not, that's okay too, because the state will provide for you. Israel is a bit like that. Its economy has also done remarkably well in general through the Great Recession. But surely happiness in the Holy Land is about more than money, isn't it?
The reality is there's a sense of being alive here more than in other places.
Moshe Kempinski is a Canadian-born Israeli who runs a tourist shop in the old city of Jerusalem.
In other places, I always had a sense of one day moved into the other. Here, there's a sense of being connected to a purpose and destiny, for those that feel that. There's a sense of being able to make a difference. And there's a sense of being emboldened by a vision, by a dream, by a sense of, I feel good. I'm continuing my history as a people, not just as an individual. The Middle East is a funny place. The Middle East, reality is not as important as the perception of reality.
For example, Kempinski says, as a Jew living in the historic Jewish homeland, everyday life all of a sudden becomes, in his words, a real mind blower.
Almost as if God is writing the last chapters of the Bible, and I've been given a great privilege to be the ink in me and millions of others to be the ink in the words that God is using to write those last chapters.
Kempinski says that goes for secular and religious Jews, and it explains why a majority of Israelis describe themselves as happy and thriving. That's despite all the bad news that happens here. But what about non-Jews? Close to 20% of the population of Israel is Arab. Mohammed Darawshi is a Muslim citizen of Israel of Palestinian descent and the director of an advocacy group for Arab Israelis.
We have many reasons to be upset from being mistreated by the government, being treated as second-class citizens. 60% of our population is poor, but go around in any Arab town and village inside Israel, you will not see anyone living in the street. So we have 60% poverty. But we're happy that we're able to contain that.
Darawshi says there are other things to be happy about. That includes rising rates of Arab Israelis getting a higher education, improvements in the status of women, a movement to obtain full civil rights in Israel. There's a lot to be proud of, he says, and there's a feeling that you're not just seeking personal gain in life.
We have challenges in order to make sure that tomorrow is going to be better than today, but maybe it's not going to be for us, but it's for our children.
As happy as Israelis are, according to the Gallup poll, however, you can't win them all. In that Newsweek survey of the, quote, best countries in the world, Israel comes in at number 22 overall. It scored well on health and economic dynamism, but not as high on education, quality of life, and political environment. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.